This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has not been the greatest of seasons for the National Football League to date. There have been politics, about which we've all heard. There have been declining television audiences, and now some boardroom drama in a $14 billion a year enterprise. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is in a back and forth with his fellow owners over whether to renew Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract. Andrew Beaton wrote about it today in the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
How did this beef begin with Jones and Roger Goodell? Because they used to be buddies.
They used to be, I guess, the best of buddies in terms of the owner-commissioner relationship. But I think the one way to really look back on this that people have pointed out to me is that it really begins and has ended with the Ezekiel Elliott suspension. People said as soon as 2 days before Ezekiel Elliott was suspended in August that Jerry Jones was still very much in support of Roger Goodell's contract extension, which he clearly was back in May when he was one of the 32 owners who unanimously voted to extend the commissioner. And that once Ezekiel Elliott was suspended in August, that's when Jerry Jones really started to change his tune.
And now they are swapping letters in which Jerry Jones says Roger Goodell's actions are inconsistent with the league's performance. And the league is saying, owners are saying, Jerry Jones's antics are detrimental to the league. This cannot be good for, as Roger Goodell likes to say, the shield, right? Brand NFL.
And I think that's one of the problems is that how this is played out, not necessarily publicly, but usually the owners really like to present a unified front.
Yeah.
But it becomes a problem when he is publicly attacking the league and publicly threatening a lawsuit against the league and the fellow owners. And that's where they've really started to take issue, that this has become a nasty fight instead of a disagreement over an important issue.
Is it fair to call Jerry Jones the most powerful owner in football?
I think there's a time when I don't think many people would have disputed that. I think it's a line that would draw eyes from some of the other owners. There are longer tenured owners in the league, but he's also made some incredible business decisions for the league in the past. You go back to the early 90s, he was behind some of the big television deals that really turned the NFL into the marketing and media behemoth that it is today. It's not as if that power is all very old. It's that it's increasingly becoming in a vacuum and wondering if he's just alone on this issue and there's no amount of weight he can swing to change the conversation.
If the other owners, Bob Kraft and all the rest of them, who you know, none of them are shrinking violets, right? If they get sick and tired of Jerry Jones, what can they do about it? What can they do? Can they force him to sell the team?
It's an idea that has been mentioned. Whether that not that's realistic, that is a totally different conversation. But here's the thing. They see what he's doing with threatening lawsuits. They see a potential that he was behind the critical comments from Papa John's of the NFL, they're a big league sponsor. And if you want to talk about what could constitute conduct detrimental to the league, those seem like the type of things that they could point to and try to prove to say this was conduct detrimental to the league.
So how does this end? How does this shake out? What's your guess?
Oh, boy. If I had that type of crystal ball, I'd be doing something else. But I think there is a way for all sides to save face here in terms of whether this extension ultimately includes a lot of incentives. But we'll see. There's meetings coming up later in November and then in December when this could either become even tenser or it could get resolved.
Andrew Beaton writes for the Wall Street Journal today about the NFL. Andrew, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.